Well, what ended up happening is I was having a lot of health problems. So I was seeing this therapist and her name was Wanda. She was like 75 and she was like a mom to me. I didn't have my mom in my life at the time. And she would speak such life into me. And she said, Julia, your problems, I don't think are physical. I think that you're having emotional issues. You're stuck with somebody really bad. And I want to introduce you to my friend named Grace. And I said, well, who is she? And she goes, well, she's got this gift from God and she can see things about people and she kind of helps them kind of get to where they need to be. And I didn't really understand it at the time. It was a prophetic gift. And I took her advice and I went to this woman's house and she was about 98 years old, had glaucoma, couldn't even walk to the door. And I'm thinking, what am I doing here? I feel like I'm bothering her. She literally looks like she's going to die. Like, why am I bothering this woman with my stupid boyfriend problems, you know? But she was so sweet. And she just, you know, sat me down on her couch, gave me a cup of tea. She grabbed my hands and she goes, I have this gift from God. And when I pray for people, he shows me things. And she instantly said, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, you are with a horrible person. He's going to kill you. Your life is going to end short. It's going to end bad if you stay with this man. And I'm thinking, well, I know he's bad. I didn't think it was that bad, but I'm like, okay. She goes, well, he's with this. He's really bad. He's doing a lot of bad things behind your back. And one of them is he is cheating on you with this girl. And she describes physically my best friend. So alarm bells are going off in my head, but I'm trying to push it down. I'm like, okay, okay. And she says, yeah, you got to get him out of your house and out of your life, because if you don't, you're going to wish you'd never been born. So anyway, I broke up with him and he ended up coming up with another sob story of why he needed to sleep on my couch and have food because he didn't have any food. So I had let him in and I went back to her at this point. And she says to me, oh my gosh, you let him in through the threshold of your door. I remember her specifically saying that. She goes, the threshold of your door is a spiritual portal and you allowed him in and you have allowed his demons in and they are going to take you down. I said, I'm not sleeping with him. We're not together. He's going through a rough time. She goes, he will always go through a rough time if you enable him to go through a rough time. His rough time is not worth your life. Do not let him through that door. And so she goes, I literally will not see you. If I can tell that you let him through your door, I will not see you again. You must promise me. And so I said, okay. And then she continues to give me the word. And she goes, all right. Well, he's going to call you from jail. And when he calls you from jail, she goes, remember this, your life can go one of two directions. If you answer that phone and bail him out like you always do, your life will be a living hell and you'll wish you've never been born. It will be so bad. Your life will be cursed. She goes, but if you hang up the phone and turn away from him, you will open your life to the man that God has for you. And God has a man for you. And I'm telling you right now, he is an amazing man. She goes, wow, is he handsome? She just kept saying that. I'm like, oh, okay. She's 98 years old. She's getting hot under the collar. She's like, woo, this guy's handsome. And I'm like, okay. And then she goes, and he comes from a great family and he's a good, good man. And you will have a marriage that is made in heaven. I'm telling you, it's going to be completely opposite. And so I said, thank you. And I left. And I didn't know what to do with that. It was a big word, but I knew something had to change. And so I'd say maybe about a week or 2 weeks later, I end up getting a phone call and it's him from jail. And he's like, Julia, I need your help. I don't know how much money he'd asked for. At this point, I don't even think I can hear because it's starting to, everything is just like a dream now. It's all clouding away. I'm going, wow, this is actually happening. Everything she's saying is actually happening. And I just remember, you either choose death or you choose life. And I, for the first time in my life, I stood up to him and I said, you know what? I've taken care of you your whole life and you're a man and you need to figure this out. It's not my problem. And I said, don't you ever call me again. And I hung up the phone and I was just shaking because it's the first time I stood up to him. And I was shaking and crying. And I was like, oh God, I can't believe this is happening. And that night I took a ceremonial bath. And I know it sounds crazy, but I lit candles and I didn't do it in a demonic way. I did it as a way of reaching out to the Lord. And I said, Lord, I'm taking this bath. I want you to wash me clean of whatever came from that guy. And I know that you have this man for me because I had been praying for specifically for this guy since I was like 9 years old. So I knew there was somebody there because I've been praying for this man. And I said, and then Grace saw who I was praying for. I said, so he is real. And I'm sorry I did this my way. I broke the vow. I said I was going to keep myself until I got married. And I broke that. I sinned against you and I repent for that. And I said, will you help me figure this out? I don't know what to do. And so I just cried. I weeped on my bathroom floor. I took this bath and I just felt this peace come over me. Just peace, peace, peace. I felt the presence of God again for the first time in a long, long time. And yeah, after that, about maybe 2 weeks later, 3 weeks, maybe a month, I met my husband. And it was my modeling agent had set me up with him. So it was the Lord intervening on my life. I just had to remember the promise that he gave me when I was a little kid. And then that's where I feel like a prophetic word is so powerful because it can actually shift people's lives and kind of realign them to where God actually wants them to be. This is who you are. This is what you were born for, you know?